What is up, you guys? You're listening to The Manic Pixie Weirdo. I'm Abigail, your host, and this is the podcast where we talk about all the different kinds of relationships that we have in our lives. And this week, we have Elora, Brandy, and Lily from the Round Here podcast joining us. Go ahead and say hi.
Hi.
How's it going? Are y'all good? So oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. I'm nervous, too. And this week we are going to be talking about our relationship with the paranormal. And the reason we picked this topic is because their podcast is based all about the paranormal and it's really exciting. So go ahead and like plug all your stuff, tell everybody where they can find you and all the things.
Okay. Well, you can find us, on Facebook at Round Here Podcast.
Oh, you can find us on Twitter at Round Here PC.
You can find us on Instagram at Round Here Podcast.
And you can email us at roundherepodcast@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Yay.
Yay, we did it. So this week we're talking about what our relationship is like with the paranormal. And they talk about all the different kinds of paranormal stuff. I don't know, is it exclusively to like your county or?
Right. Yeah. Right now we're trying to keep it local. Eventually I'm sure we'll run out of local stories, so we'll branch out, but primarily it's local in this county, and there's a lot more to talk about than I thought there would be.
That's so cool. So how did y'all like get into the paranormal and like all of like, and then like how did you decide to like just do a podcast about it? What was that like?
Well, we generally tend to like the spooky in this family.
Yeah We are just like naturally geared more toward the odd. So anything that's like strange, we find more interesting than say like normal stuff, I guess. I don't know. The podcast bit, I started getting into podcasts and I was really inspired and I wanted to start one of my own. So I talked to my best friend about it and she's on board on paper, but when it came down to actually getting it done, she never would like show up. So I talked to these two and I was like, hey, how about we just do one? And they were on board. So we started doing it.
That's so cool. I did. I do several episodes with my mom and it was actually, my podcast was actually supposed to be like me and my mom together, but then life kind of happened mm-hmm. and it just became mine. So but we love all things yeah. like paranormal, true crime, you name it, yeah. all the stuff. So have you ever had like a paranormal experience or something that you would like consider to be a paranormal experience?
I haven't, but I'm not still really young.
So. Oh yeah, you've got time.
I have
to explore. Oh yeah.
I'm not really. I mean, I've had a couple of things here and there that make you stop and go, huh, I wonder what that was, but nothing that I could definitively say, you know, here is my paranormal story. I think that's why we look for it everywhere else, because mm-hmm. Other than seeing a green light in the sky, she has a couple of, she gets about more than we do. So she has a little bit more interesting.
I don't know. I've been to a couple graveyards, had a couple vibes, and I saw like this green light go down real quick in the sky. Both the person I was with in the car and I were just driving down the road and we just saw it real quick go down and it disappeared just ways away from the trees. But it was just real quick and it was weird.
That's still really cool. But I feel like,
but it was so cool.
Yeah. I feel like paranormal experiences are usually pretty quick though. I don't really feel like they don't hang out. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. It was interesting because the person driving hardly ever notices those kind of things. Like the person that was specifically driving with me and they saw it too. Like
ooh.
We both were just like, did you just see that? And it was real little in the sky. So we both noticed it.
Huh. That's weird. It's kind of cool though. It's kind of like a cool little special moment that you get to share, like with just the people that like see it, you know, or like experience it. It can be kind of an intimate thing. It's really cool. I like it. Have you had one
over Angleton, Texas, too?
Oh, wow. Where is the I'm in Texas too, but I'm up in the panhandle right now. Where are y'all?
South of Houston.
Oh yeah.
We're about an hour south, right, like near Surfside, like by the beach, basically.
Oh, that's nice.
The beach is like a real quick drive.
You don't have any like washed up shipwrecks or anything cool like that? That would be cool.
Oh well, we
there was a turtle one time.
There's a turtle.
It was dead though.
Oh no! Oh, I like turtles.
I love turtles. We have a giant cat that's roaming around the room.
So oh, I was like,
hear ambient noises. It's
most I know. Likely her. It'll add to the paranormal, the spooky. I thought for sure there was like a house that you're like, you're in a haunted. I'm pretty sure that the house that I'm in right now is haunted. So.
Yes. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Is it though? I mean.
No, that was sarcastic.
Oh, okay. Because I don't think that I would think it was cool. I would probably just immediately die.
RP.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's like a trickster ghost, like a Loki or a mischievous ghost, because it's just like stuff that goes missing. Like I can't find my sweatpants and I don't know where they are. And I know I had them like yesterday.
We blame that on the fae. You know, we say that that the fairy have run off with her, whatever.
Yeah. Sometimes they give it back. Yeah. You ask nicely.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of the room and just say, give it back. And then you find it like under a pillow or something. Yeah.
That's so funny. My husband calls them the gnomes.
Yes. Yeah.
Coming after us. So what's like the coolest or like the most exciting paranormal thing that y'all have like talked about or that you've heard about or like, you know, something that really gets you guys like going with the paranormal or like your favorite one?
I don't know. I think possessions are probably my favorite.
We haven't talked about any on the show.
No, but I haven't heard about any possessions like around here, but I'll have to look that up.
Like so far as just things to consume, possessions.
That's great.
What?
Oh, I don't know why it came out that way. I don't know how that really came out, but whatever.
Well, I mean, like,
she's
what does that
so
mean?
Much to edit.
Probably.
No, sorry. I mean, like, what does that mean? Like, consumption possession? Did they, like, eat a bunch of Fritos and then, like, I don't know.
Not like, just like a TV show
became a Frito.
Media to consume.
And then, like, projectile vomited, like, Fritos or something. What's happening? What about you? Like, what's your favorite, like, paranormal, Brandy? Or either, Lily, either one of you.
I know my favorite is when we did an episode on other people's ghost stories around here. It was pretty fun to just see other people, how other people have experienced in the paranormal world.
Yeah, and to hear like street names that you're familiar with.
Yeah.
Because like when you watch it on TV, it's like, oh, I don't know where that is. It's easier to say, oh, yeah, whatever. But when you hear people, when you read people saying the street names that you've grown up around, and you know, that's like, ooh, yeah. I know where the house is.
But sometimes it makes the whole thing feel fake.
Yeah, sometimes it does.
Yeah.
Because you can like, like one of our episodes was about the Dead Files show. Mm-hmm. I actually did an episode of a house that's really, really close to our house. And there was so much stuff that they talked about being like going on in that house that we're pretty sure that if that house was the hell mouth or there was a gate to hell, to hell.
We are in Texas. Own it.
If there is a gate to hell, we're pretty sure that, that we'd be feeling it, but we don't. So.
Well, that's probably good though, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that's a positive thing.
And I personally don't think that there's a homophobic Abner Jackson ghost there either. Like,
well, yeah. It's probably in, like,
something.
It's in New Jersey. If there is a hellmouth, it's in New Jersey or, like, Florida or something.
Oh, It's a good place as any. Why not?
For real. I mean, it could just be in the middle of the ocean. We don't have no idea.
LA.
Yeah. Vegas.
That's where Lucifer lives.
Oh, yeah.
So do y'all have you mentioned the fae or the fairies that come and take your stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you have other names for things that come and not necessarily take your stuff, but come, is it go? Do you, would you call it a ghost that flicks the lights on and off, or what would you call it?
I don't know. A lot of people call it poltergeist, but I don't know. I don't know. We have it. Thank goodness we don't have that experience. So I don't have to call it anything but scary. So
fair.
Not to call it anything, but I'm gone.
Yeah. Just not here. We're calling it anything, but not here. I don't, I would just categorize all of that as ghostiness and be scared of it.
Yeah.
It's haunted.
Whether it's haunted.
A little haunted.
Yeah. Definitely.
Whether they mean ill by it or not, I really don't care. I just don't want it.
That's fair. I don't really want it either.
You can have a ghost friend when you have your own house.
Yeah.
Well, but here's the thing. I feel like you think it's cool until it starts to get annoying. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
A chill ghost. I don't want a mean guy. I want a chill ghost that's just down for a ride.
a Beetlejuice or something.
A drink with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be fine. No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't.
Pick a piece of furniture. I'll keep it exactly how it is. Maybe fix it up a little bit and it can be yours.
But if it moves, we're going to salt it and burn it because
Oh, yeah. Supernatural it for sure.
No.
You respect me. I respect you.
I won't.
That's how I feel about it.
No, I don't need it.
I feel like that would be a ghoul, though, if you just could contain it to one side of the house, you know, if you could just be like, but I'd also probably be I need a massive discount on this house.
Right. Yeah.
Full
disclosure, man.
Those houses that are listed for rent and stuff that are specifically listed as definitely not haunted.
That
house is haunted.
Ours was.
Really?
The house that because I don't live here in the panhandle, but the house that I currently, my husband and I live in, was listed. It was not haunted or whatever. And I was I kind of don't believe you. And then we just moved in. I'm not kidding. We just moved in and I think that house is haunted too. So I think they lied because there was a day where there was no wind at all. It was one of those really still days in the Dallas metro area. And our back door has a screen door. And then there's the back door, the full back door. And then, but the screen door opened, the back door opened, and then the front door opened and then they all shut. I know, right? I was they lied. They lied to us.
Oh, they definitely lied. You need to get some sort of
reimbursement or a deposit back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Our deposit back. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, right as you said there was no wind, the wind kicked up outside really hard. No.
Well, it's been really windy all day today.
Has been, but it was still until you said that. And then it was okay.
And then it was whoosh.
our doors are going to start flying.
Right. The windows start shaking. Yeah. I'm pretty much cool with it as long as it's not like Amityville Horror kind of a situation. Just, leave me alone. It's fine. Mm. Just make sure you give me my stuff back because I will need it at some point. I want my sweatpants back. So
they don't fit you anyway. You have no body.
Fair. It's a fair point, but it's still, they're comfortable. They're comfortable.
Gosh.
So do you talk about the paranormal and stuff? Because it is a little bit scary. Cause I feel like I like to talk about some of it sometimes because I do get scared of it. And I feel like for some reason, if I talk about it, then it doesn't hold power and it can't hurt me or something. Do you feel the same way or is it different?
I really think the subject is just interesting to learn about and interesting to learn more about these kind of things and what may be going on past our current existence.
Oh yeah. Like what's your favorite part of learning about it? Like, what do you like to learn about?
Honestly, the history.
Mm-hmm. Yes, me too.
What
me too.
Makes these people, what may have made these people stay? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, like, what, how did they care about this so much that they had to stay there for this long?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, that's always interesting for me.
Yeah. I like that too. Like, yeah, I like to know the reason behind things.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not everything. But
well, yeah, definitely. What about you, Lily?
I don't know. I think I just like all of it.
That's fair.
Well, I think, sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
I was done.
Speak, BB. Well, I mean, part of mine, when I was a kid, I was terrified of anything paranormal, anything ghosty. Like, couldn't sleep. Just absolutely terrified. Like, a legit phasmophobe.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it wasn't until I was an adult and grown with kids that I could even hear a ghost story without having nightmares.
Oh, so, wow.
My husband started watching like Ghost Hunters and stuff like that. And so it was sort of therapeutic, you know, it's this whole thing has been therapeutic. Yeah, I don't ever want to see one, but I'm okay listening to the stories and telling the stories. I don't have problems with it anymore, but. Yeah, for the longest time, I couldn't do it. So
I'm over here like, let's be friends.
Right? Yeah, she wants a a ghosty pet.
I want to get some humans together to go find some of these ghosty spots around this area and maybe try and film some stuff.
Yeah,
don't know how possible that would be, but
hey, there are people
that we could include.
Cool. If I can get my idiots to calm down long enough.
Hey, there are people that do that for a living, you know, so.
Well.
Hey. What?
No, I mean, that's just like a career right up your alley.
Go get money. Do what you love.
I'll be a solo paranormal investigator.
No, because then you'll die.
Once weekly.
Yeah. I don't know if that would be a good idea.
To do podcasts.
No. Oh, yeah. I don't know if that would be a good like career choice to do by yourself. I feel like that's not like a solo thing. You definitely need like a team of people. Because if some crazy stuff goes down. I won't be alone. I'll have
my cats. Your cats and your ferrets.
Oh, you have a ferret? That's so cool.
I have two ferrets.
Oh, are they super sweet and really cute?
Yeah, they're super sweet and really cute.
Oh.
They're far away though right now.
Oh.
Like, proximity wise, they're like,
oh, away. Oh,
there's my thing.
So, like, Brandy, you talked about like you had like a legitimate fear of it. So, and it was almost like therapeutic. Is that partly why you like did the podcast? Was because it was like you were like, I'm going to dip my toe in this way. This is like a safe, controlled environment that like I can control it. And like, it's not,
I hadn't thought of it that way, but honestly, probably. Because, I mean, the thought of stuff being around here still freaks me out a lot.
Yeah. Even, like, murderers.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I know there's murderers everywhere, but still, like.
Well, I think that's definitely one of the reasons why I'm drawn to the true crime aspect as well, and why I wanted to include that, like, true crime stuff into the podcast was because it still freaks me out a lot. And, you know, so I think I use that as therapy as well.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's therapy these days.
Well, you know, anything can be. And I'm all for it. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. If it helps, who cares?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't. There was like speaking of the true crime aspect. So like my husband went to Texas Tech. Do you know where that is? It's in Lubbock.
Yeah.
It's in the panhandle.
I've heard of it, but I'm not, yeah.
Yeah, it's 6 hours away from anything good in any direction. And there was, I think it's the fourth floor of like the chemistry building at Texas Tech is supposed to be like haunted, because there was like a crime and like a murder that happened there, and people have had, but I don't know if it's a ghost because people have had stuff like missing, but they've also like heard stuff too, like it was a janitor that got killed, and so like her keys, people will sometimes hear her keys like jingling, and sometimes people say that they see her, like her ghost. But people will also have stuff. Do you think that like it can be multiple paranormal things in like one situation? And it's not like if a ghost is here, then like the ghost is exclusively like, it's just the ghost's territory. Like, do you think they have territories or do you think they're all kind of just like, it's a free for all? You do?
I think certain places like hospitals and universities and stuff, they have so many people going in and out that, and I mean, when you're in a university or a school or a place that has a whole bunch of people in it all the time, you're bound to run into energies that create, I don't know. I mean, I kind of think that people sort of create places that attract entities.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Like with like, you know, with all the, when you have so many people together, there's so much energy that, I mean, I feel like if the paranormal feed off of energy, they would be drawn to those kind of places.
Right.
But right. That's just, that's just me.
No, like, that would make like, total sense.
Look that up or anything.
No, that's,
but
really,
I mean,
cool.
Yeah, I think more than one entity could be at a place.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I never thought about it like that. That's really cool.
I think so too.
What do you think like draws?
Yeah, like, I mean.
Oh no, go ahead. Sorry.
That's okay. I mean, like not everybody's going to get along.
Yeah.
But.
Like all the entities?
Is that what you mean? Like, not everybody's going to get along. Maybe not all entities can vibe well together. But if everybody's trapped there, they don't really have a choice.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, but don't involve
And that's
me.
Probably how it ends up being like a tumultuous situation.
Wouldn't that suck? Like you're alive and you don't like the people that you're around, and then you die, and then you're still stuck with a bunch of jerks that you don't want to be around, and you can't get out of that either. I mean, I'd be angry and I'd be flicking lights too.
Oh, absolutely.
You know. Coping mechanism.
Right. This is my therapy.
Oh my gosh.
Scared. I don't care.
Sorry.
How sucky would that be if you're like stuck with a bunch of people you don't like and like they don't like you? Oh yeah. I'd for sure be flicking some lights or like, you know, rattling some windows or something. Get me out of here. Definitely. Right. Yeah.
I'd be flinging the salt around and then starting fires.
Yes.
Exactly. So that's how we'll know if you.
Yeah,
that's how, they're kind of salt and burn things. You know that I'm angry.
Just random fires start like popping up, and there's piles of salt around, and we don't know what happened.
Do you always
angry ghost in the corner screaming cheesecake? Yep, me.
Right.
Cheesecake. Oh yes.
Oh, that would be my favorite ghost ever. Is the thing that just yells cheesecake? That would be my favorite.
Good
ghost.
Idea.
Right.
Yes. You run up.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. Oh, what a great ghost to have. One that just wants food all the time. That would be me. I would just want food all the time. Because I don't think you can eat. Oh, that would suck so bad. I'd be so mad. Oh. Yep. I'd be flicking some lights or rattling some windows for sure. Do you always think it's like a negative thing? Yeah, right? Do you always think it's like a negative thing? Or do you think like there can be positive things that like hold somebody or an entity like here, like back in, like in this realm?
Oh, okay. So not the entity is bad or good, but the force that holds them on this
right.
plane, whether if that's, that's interesting.
I think, yeah. Cause like, if there's like somebody that needs help, and there's like a spirit or whatever that could help them, then maybe there's like something there that keeps them there so they can help, I guess.
Hmm.
to stay out of love, I don't think that it would be a negative thing.
Yeah. I'd never thought of like the force, the, you know, because we think of things that like trap spirits on earth. We kind of think of that as not like something negative. I had never thought of it as something positive. Like, sorry.
No, you're fine.
I mean, an act of love, sure. You know, like a grandparent staying around to take care of their, but the actual force around that keeps them on. I've never thought about it that way. Huh.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like if there is like a negative force that holds something, that holds like an entity here, whether it be like a fae or a ghost or a poltergeist, like if there is a negative force, then there, to me, it would make sense that there has to be a positive force of equal like power that would hold an entity here as well. I just don't know what that force would be. Like, I don't know. I couldn't think of I guess like if a child died, I could see how like that child would stay for the parents, like to hold, like out of an act of love, like the child isn't ready to go without their parent. And so they've stayed for the parent out of love. It's not necessarily negative. It's just, it's more of a, like in the positive light. I don't know. That's just kind of, I have to look at it in like a hopeful, I feel like if there's a negative, there has to be a hopeful too.
Definitely. I definitely think that, I really do think that there are positive aspects to like, I want to say spirituality, but I don't think that's the right word.
Well, it's as good as we've got right now.
But I mean, yeah. I mean, because you hear about like guardian angels and stuff like that. And,
yeah, and, exactly.
I don't know that I buy or not buy into, but that I believe in an angel versus demon aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good and evil or light and dark, sure. But I do, I do think that there are probably opposing forces.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that they're like opposing. I think it's just two sides of the same coin kind of a thing. Like, you know, it's not necessarily like the head side is not necessarily better or worse than the tail side. And it's all still value. Like if you have a penny, the penny is still the penny, whether you're on heads or tails, like it's still worth it.
True.
You know?
Yeah,
that's a good point.
So, I don't know. I just like to think that there are like forces of like light or like positive forces that are here to like help us. Like when I can't find my sweatpants, then even if the fae took them, then maybe like there's a fae that's like, be nice, give her sweatpants back. She wants them.
Yeah.
Like a mama fae is just like going around like smacking knuckles.
Yes.
You be good.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that's my new favorite. Yes. That's what I want. I want that.
Give that old lady's duct tape back.
You'll never find it.
Oh no. Did you lose duct tape? Oh, that's a necessity. So,
that's gold. And
it is. I was
helping an older friend of mine. She was disabled and I was helping her out for a while. And it was right around the time that it got really cold around where we live, like in the low 30s and stuff. And I stayed the night with her and I brought the duct tape inside from her garage because we needed it and decided specifically to leave it on the table that I brought it to. And so it wouldn't go back outside in the garage, and duct tape does not like cold weather.
Yeah, that's so true.
And then it disappeared. There was only to the two of us in the house. She couldn't have reached it because she was in a wheelchair. And it's just gone forever now.
It went to the place. Yeah, it went to the place with all the socks. That one sock that you can't find. Yeah. You know?
It's either the fae or the void.
Yeah.
The couch.
Well, because there's always, I swear, I put stuff in the washing machine and I have stuff in the dryer and then I take it out and somehow between the dryer and the couch when I'm folding clothes, there's a sock that goes missing. And so I always end up with, I have like a stack of socks that are just missing and I don't know where they are and they may never come back, but I want them back.
Have you ever seen those videos of people like breaking open dryers and there's just like millions of socks mixed in with the lint? Like they get sucked up into the machine.
That's got to be some kind of fire hazard. Oh, gosh. Dryers are fire hazards. I have not seen these videos. I feel like that would be really satisfying, though. I would never do that to my dryer, though. I love my dryer too much.
Just crack it open.
Yeah.
Right?
Sorry, sir. We need to see inside.
Oh. Open your doors. Now. Show me your secrets.
I'm trying to scoot over so you can be seen too.
Oh, it's fine. It's going to be audio only. Okay. So they're just going to hear you. It's fine. I do like the wall in your background, though. It's really pretty.
Oh, thank you.
It was painted when I was five.
Well, not five.
I don't know. No, I wasn't five. Like, I was eight when we moved into this house. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to zero.
We were sort of. Well, kind of zero. You were on your way to one.
She doesn't care.
Okay, so tell us what's next. What can people like expect on your next episode or like what's coming up for you guys? What are y'all gonna be talking about? Ooh. All the stuff, all the good stuff. Because I really do. I am a fan of your podcast. I've listened to like all the episodes. It's really exciting.
Oh, thank you.
Yay.
I don't know. What's next?
Well, I mean, we're going to, like, these girls decided that 20 episodes is a season, so.
So what are y'all going to be talking about in, like, your next season? Is there anything, like, cool coming up that y'all are really excited to talk about, or?
We're going to watch the best, worst movie.
Worst horror movie, like the worst rated, like Lamageddon. I don't like horror films.
See, I'm like you, they scare me. I get scared really easily and I don't like horror films. I would have to sleep with like all the lights on.
It's really, really funny though, because like she really does like horror films.
Really?
I do.
It's just when it's real that it's scary.
Sometimes
it still scares me. You know, I'll like have, I'll watch something and then like I'll have three nights where I don't sleep. And it's like, okay, so note to self, don't watch that again.
Right.
And so, it does still scare me. Certain things I'm just like, absolutely, like we'll have nights where we watch movies together and it's always scary movies. And she's like, okay, what are we watching tonight? And I'm like, no, blah, 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 or blah, blah, blah. Because I know myself and I know where my brain is sitting at that moment. So I know, like, no creepy old ladies and, you know, no zombie things for right now. You know, other than that, we're good.
You're braver than I am. You're a lot braver. Because I can't, like, the real life stuff, that doesn't freak me out. It's the, like, fake. I'm so weird. I'm such a weirdo. Because, like the fake stuff, the horror stuff, that scares me the most. It's not the real life stuff, because I feel like the real life stuff, I can like go back and find the history and like figure out like the reasoning behind it. But with a horror film, I'm like, nope, I'm out. I can't do it. Like I'm a scaredy cat. I can't do it.
I don't know. I think I was so, I think it's a control thing for me, sort of. I've been scared of it for so long that it's a reclaiming, I guess, in a way.
I applaud that because you're braver than I am. I cannot do scary movies like at all. I'm pretty sure I've seen like three in my lifetime and I'm just like, I'm out. I can't do it.
See, but would you go to a haunted place on purpose? Like, would you stay at like a haunted hotel?
Yes. Like on purpose.
I would not do that at all. I would be like, nope. It's like, if we accidentally booked a place and found out that it was haunted, I'd be like, you can keep the money. I'm done. You know,
have you heard of Jefferson, Texas?
Yes, but I don't know what happened there. Am I going to have to check this out?
I don't, just a lot of things.
She's like,
just a lot of things. It's just, like a year or two ago. I don't know how long ago. I really don't.
Pre-pandemic.
Pre-pandemic.
Long time ago.
A friend of mine and I went to Jefferson, okay. Texas. We drove like 6 hours there. And because it was supposed to be one of the more haunted places in Texas as a town. And I got some funky vibes, but there wasn't anything cool. We didn't have any money to go into any of the fancy places. So
there wasn't anything cool.
I mean, there was a lot of cool.
But if nothing happened, that would be cool to me.
No, we still had fun. And like, it was still a cool trip, but there were no ghosts. Not that I saw, at least.
Yeah. See, like, it wouldn't, but like, it doesn't bother me. Like, if the walls start bleeding, we have a problem. But like, if a chair moves, like, I'm okay. Like, I'm be like, all right, just, it's fine.
I feel that.
No, either one is a no go for me.
Yeah, but you one up me because you can do horror films and I cannot do horror films. What's your favorite scary movie? What's like your top three? What's like your top three? Like your top three scary movies, favorite ones?
I don't know. Alien.
Oh yeah. But is Alien really a horror movie?
I was going to say because I like that
sci-fi movie.
I like that movie. Yeah.
Alien's one of my favorite movies.
It's a good movie.
But horror movie?
Nah.
I don't know.
I really, really like the George Romero zombie movies. All of them.
Oh, I've heard good things. Yeah. I've heard good things. They're all
amazing, and I love his concepts. And
ooh.
The blood. The guts.
Yeah, I can't do it. It makes me like... It freaks me out, and I like have to sleep with all the lights on.
If it's fake, you know, oddly enough, it makes me hungry.
Oh. Ew!
That's interesting. Like for sweet things, or like
for like dinner,
like nice raw steak. You're like a mess. Oh man.
Well, you started it when we used to eat lunch while watching Bones.
That's true.
We put on an episode of Bones and start eating lunch.
I didn't mean to. I couldn't.
I do like that TV show, though. I do really like that TV show. It is.
Like liquid human while you're eating your sandwich.
Ew!
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Sandwiches will never be the same.
Is that spam? No.
Cheesecake.
Calm down.
Sorry.
Oh, it's so good.
Liquid human. It's so wrong. But it's so right.
I feel like she's right. I feel like she's onto something. I would never do it, but I feel like she's onto something. I will never be able to eat sandwiches now. I won't be able to eat sandwiches for like a week now. Great.
I'm hungry. I'm not hungry.
Of course you are. I don't know that I have a favorite horror movie. I saw this question somewhere else and I was trying to think of it. I don't know. Maybe like the traditional like Halloween. It's kind of lame when you like actually watch it, you know.
But it's like fun to laugh.
Michael is my favorite serial killer.
Who?
Slasher killer.
Yeah, Michael Myers.
Yeah.
But yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to claim that from my middle sister. Her favorite movie of all time is Halloween. She's so strange.
Of all time?
Of all time.
I thought it was Jaws.
Oh, okay. Maybe
Jaws is different.
Jaws, Halloween, and Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
She's a little mixed up.
Yeah.
Those are some good movies, though. Like, being honest, those are some good movies.
They are. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I really have a favorite, scary movie.
A lot of them, so it's hard to say.
Lily, what about you?
I was trying to make that quiet as possible. I'm sorry.
I'm not like
paranormal activity.
I'm like you, and I'm not really a horror movie type person. I don't like them. They're scary.
Team no horror.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
But I like more like suspenseful thriller kind of.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. Yeah, like 1408. It's like a haunted hotel.
Yeah, with John Cusack.
Yeah, something like that. No, I'm like you, Lily. I can do like thriller suspense, like Shutter Island. I could do Shutter Island,
or like Hush. I loved Hush. Hush was really good. It's more of a slasher film, more of the suspense kind of thing with a deaf woman and.
It's really good.
Yeah, on it's really good. If you like the suspense stuff, you should watch that one. But yeah, I mean, that's, I don't know. I keep saying, yeah, I mean, I don't know why. I'm so nervous. I'm sweating. It's so hot in here.
But are you going to say, Lily, like your favorite, like thriller kind of movie?
I'd say, I really like the Blair Witch Project because it's like scary, but not too scary where I...
That kind of surprises
me. My pants.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
Good movie. That kind of surprised me that you liked it.
Did we watch the second one?
Yeah, and you paused right on the monster.
Yeah, Mom.
Like it was on the TV for a good 30 like seconds, and it was scary. It was like a split second of monster,
and I managed to catch it.
Yeah, I screamed. I saw it, and I was like, "Ah!"
It's a good. It's a solid. Have you seen it
once? I should probably watch it again.
Not the original second one, but the good second one, because the original second one is not good.
I've seen the Blair Witch Project once. I don't know which one it was.
Yeah, I've only seen the Blair Witch. Yeah, I've only ever seen the Blair Witch. I've never seen the second one, either of the second ones. I've only ever seen the original.
Decent. I feel like the second, like the more recent second one is supposed to be her brother that goes and tries to look for like what actually happened to her.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it has some solid scares, and it's filmed in the same sort of way, but
trippy.
It's pretty good. I like it. It was more intense throughout the whole thing than the first one was.
Ooh, okay. And it's suspenseful. Ooh, yeah. Okay. I might like that.
I feel like it is. Yeah.
Okay.
They do sort of this time loop thing where people like, Isn't that one?
I don't remember.
Okay, never mind. I watched so many movies. That's so fun. So do you like
my movies?
Oh yeah. I'm like thinking of movies I want to watch now. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I'm sorry. I know it's a little bit like short and stuff, but I'm trying to keep them a little bit shorter these days. But if you want to go ahead and plug all of your stuff again, then just so everybody knows where to find you, all of the places, and then make sure you send me your links so I can put them in the description so that people can like follow and find you and do all your stuff.
You can find us on Facebook at Round Here Podcast.
You can find us on Twitter at Round Here PC.
You can find us on Instagram at Round Here Podcast.
And you can email us at roundherepodcast@gmail.com.
Yay! And everybody go check them out. Oh no, everybody go check them out. It's a really good podcast. It's really fun, and they talk about a lot of really interesting, cool things. I really enjoy it. So I would recommend their podcast, especially if you like the spooky and like the paranormal and stuff. They're really fun to listen to.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this third episode of the Manic Pixie Weirdo of the Manic Media Bonus Episodes. I had such a good time. I think they did too with the Round Here Podcast. You can find us on all the places at all the things. Our Twitter is back up, you guys. So it's at MP Weirdo Podcast. My personal account is the_main_weirdo for the Twitters. The Instagram is the_main_weirdo1. The Pinterest is the_main_weirdo21. Email at manicpixieweirdo@protonmail.com. And oh yeah, get your donations in the Cash App, The Main Weirdo, for the podcast, so you can get in on the quarterly surprise. Get those in. You are gonna want to get in on that. I hope you guys enjoyed listening, and thank you so much for listening. You know, like, subscribe, rate, review, blah 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 blah, blah, all the stuff. You get it. You know, it really helps the podcast out. Thank you so much. And as always, be kind and stay weird. Bye, guys.